This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
First, they take the fleeb. Because it has all the fleeb juice. And then they rub it. And then a schlammy comes by and rubs it and spits on it.
Oh my gosh.
And then all the grumbo. It's just so funny. Yeah. I love that show. I'm so glad that it's still going.
Fake door salesman. I think that's my favorite bit.
Yeah.
Is that still a commercial?
He's like in traffic. Come on.
And we're back.
He's like making a sandwich.
Still here. Still selling fake doors.
Or it's Michael great. And Pleichel. Or whatever. What were their names? Yeah. Michael and Pleichel.
Yeah. Something like that.
He's like, you got a regular name. When mom and dad had me, they were just like, oh, shoot. We didn't plan for this one. Just call him Pleichel. They at least planned your name. Michael. Just call him Pleichel.
Oh, man.
That is a good show.
It's so good. I'm always hesitant to get into a show because I tend to just binge watch it.
Yep, I'm doing that right now.
Just give it all to me. Give me all of it.
Game of Thrones.
Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's it more similar to? Like Lord of the Rings-esque?
Yeah.
Probably. Somebody tried, like, describing the general plot to me and I just couldn't. Like,
it's pretty. There's too twisted. Much
going on.
There is so much going on that, like, every episode is, like, 5 or 6 different cutscenes to different parts of the entire world. But,
Is it, like, telling the story
of each from character the different
points of view in like, every at the same area. Time, like, meanwhile kind of thing?
Meanwhile, back at the Justice League.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it still has, like, place. Flashbacks
and, yeah, they do.
And all that stuff.
But, it's pretty good right now. I forgot what I was going to say about it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I got binging on that. Binging on Rick and Morty. Szechuan. I want my Szechuan sauce. Not really. I could care less, but I thought that was pretty funny. If they can actually get McDonald's to do that, they have, like, superpowers or something.
You lost me, bro.
Oh, you Szechuan. Didn't see the, you didn't see the new episode, season 3.
No. Season 3, episode 1?
Yeah,
I've
man.
I've seen just clips.
Oh, man.
But I haven't seen the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, I just... Why you gotta do this to me?
No, dude, go ahead.
I swear I'm always doing
spoilers.
This.
The spoilers?
I'm always make
the
spoiling thing, things
no,
for
listen.
You.
If you get something spoiled, it makes the thing better. That's been scientifically,
but
clinically
this is like,
done.
If I go back and research all of our episodes, I've probably done this to you every episode.
Well, I mean...
in some form or another.
Yeah, but they're not really spoilers, because I probably wouldn't go back and finish the series.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't finish it for a reason. Get burned out for
I guess
things.
There was this Mulan McNugget sauce, and it was called Szechuan sauce.
That the guy was eating when Rick blew up.
Right.
The one Rick that
and McDonald's
actually loved
is like,
his family.
McDonald's is thinking about actually bringing it back.
Really?
For the live-action Mulan movie that's coming out soon.
Huh.
I hope so. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe that's why they haven't released it yet. Waiting for McDonald's.
This is definitely one of the weirdest podcasts I've ever. My brain is just into the mic. That's what this is. This is for me to pour my brain juice through and then, like, filter it.
Just send out the
wave.
The astral projection.
Yep.
Of your mind space.
Through this filter into the mic.
And have it spew its guts into the,
I'm making a
the
mess.
Ear bellies of all the people.
In hypothetical terms, I'm making a mess all over your counter.
It's like 2 steps above shit. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. It doesn't smell better either.
I'm having fun. I think it's good.
Well, really, the only thing I really want to get out of this is that people will actually say something and email us or like the page or email us.
or you could like the page.
Right. They could like the page too. That'd be nice. It'll let us know and who's watching and who's not. And if they could give us some feedback, too, they could email us.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice to get some feedback, but ultimately, the only thing that's gonna have our show be good is just
content.
Doing it, getting used to what's good conversation, and
like this, that's really bad conversation.
This isn't bad. I think this is good. Most of it's pretty good. I've been enjoying it.
I enjoy every episode that gets published every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I look forward to it. I've got like an alarm set on my phone. When is that coming out? And then as soon as it comes out, I download it and it goes straight into a folder on my phone titled Hold Your Goats.
You're subscribed to the RSS feed?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I get a notification.
What do you
on Facebook.
Use it through? What do you subscribe through? Do you use an app or something?
I just have the Facebook, and then every time it says, oh, Hold Your Ghost released a new video, or a recording, or a post.
Gotcha.
And then I go in, Pinecast, and just download it.
Right.
I'm giving you hints about what to do.
Yeah.
They know how to contact us. I've only said so many times. I hope this makes them laugh. And if it doesn't, let me know.
Yeah. But yeah, it'd be cool.
I am definitely stopping at a gas station on the way home.
Yeah, you're going to need something to power you through.
The funny thing is, like, the past couple of times I've actually needed an energy drink, I'll drink it, and then, like, within 30 minutes I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll get me to where I need to be, or I'll just drink it for fun because I like the taste. And I'll be asleep, like, 2 minutes later. But the one time that I actually really, really, really did feel the effects of an energy drink, I pulled an all-nighter and then drank the energy drink.
Yeah.
And decided to go to sleep, like, maybe, like, 10 minutes later. And then when I woke up, I was on another plane.
Yeah.
I was, like, a fourth-dimensional being? No. I was outside of that. I was beyond that. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was like, I'll have to ask my friends because they were telling me, like, you okay, man? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Hmm.
But I was not fine, dude.
Yeah. So, interesting. So it's pretty common that we think we live in a three-dimensional world.
But we don't.
To an extent.
We live in a three-dimensional world.
Yes.
That has length, width, and height.
Yes. And that we can manipulate.
Right.
We can do what we want with those three.
Technically the fourth because of time.
We exist in time. We can see it happen. But we can't prove that it happened.
Right.
I mean, you can't prove anything that happened 10 minutes ago. The only thing you can prove is what you're doing right now. Because you're here.
What about film?
You have memories.
What if I was in court with you? And you're like, oh, you can't prove that I killed this guy.
Well,
we got video evidence.
That would be... Yeah, but you can't record your life, and I don't think you'd want to record your life. That's...
Yeah, I barely want to even record my voice.
But anyways, for most cases, you can't prove that something happened in the past.
I get what you mean.
And
like, I could
even
just...
like if it is a simulation, all video could be tampered with, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know. Anyways.
The master of Photoshop.
Yeah. So, some people say we're fourth-dimensional beings, but some argue that we actually live in five or six dimensions.
Yeah, I remember watching a video of explaining up to, like, 10 or 11 dimensions. Yeah. It's kind of silly, though. But we can't pass. We can't pass to the fifth dimension, if you know what I mean. The fifth dimension is like our entire existence stretched out from birth to death. So we're like a giant worm from birth to death.
Yeah. Well, that's a theory.
Yeah, I know, but anyway.
I think...
And then the multi-universe one is one of the dimensions that we can't hop from one to another.
Yeah.
So we're fourth dimensional beings projected down onto a fourth dimensional plane, but maybe there's like other... 10th dimensional beings that are passing between those 10 dimensions.
Yeah.
That can look at us and be like, oh, like, look at these simpletons. They can only travel in the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
What weak sauce. You know?
Well, I think it's our definitions of dimension. What a dimension is. That we can't... People say that we can't conceptualize different dimensions. Well, maybe we could if we just changed our definition of dimension. Like, maybe we're... Maybe we're putting the borders where the borders are because of our own... Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we're making the box that we work from, but...
Okay,
what if the edges of that box was, you know... that was a shitty...
No, that makes sense.
Shitty
so,
thing.
The way I've always thought about it is, like, a two-dimensional being is flat, right?
Yeah.
So it sees everything, like, as a line or in a flat space, and it can only see down that one plane.
Right.
Can see up and down, but that's about it.
Yeah. I know we're limited physically
right.
by what we can see, but I'm saying, like, just to conceptualize,
we would just have
to change the definitions.
Right.
You know? Well, just in theory. I don't know. I'm not a physicist by any sense of the word.
I'm not either. Not yet.
I find it interesting. I'm an amateur physicist.
I'm a undergrad physicist.
Well, I love the word amateur, because that's what we learned in our English class.
Right.
Was the root of it was love, the amour.
Yep.
You're an amateur, so you do it for the love of it, you know?
I do it because I want to do it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like physics, so I'm an amateur physicist. I just like learning how the world works, you know? If there's knowledge on it out there, I want to know about it, but...
Retention is difficult.
Well, I was talking to my sister the other day. My family has always thought that I was the smart one, but I've never felt smart. And I kind of realized the other day, I think I have a photographic memory, because I was really good at taking tests at school. Like, I could just read the material once or just go over in class and I could remember it for the test. And... Like, that's not being smart. That's just, like, a memory thing. Like, being able to retain the information more.
Because of the way that the testing system is.
Yeah.
Education is taking my test.
So, yeah, that was just kind of a realization I had. Like, I was just good at taking tests, you know? What I think really makes someone smart is one of the things is the skill to think critically.
That's where math is difficult because it's not just something you can read in a book and be like, oh, the answer is this. You gotta actually do something. That's what makes me hate my stuff right now. Tests, I've never done good. Well, that's not true. High school was a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Tests were not difficult. But tests are difficult now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the big leap going from middle school. I never studied for anything. And got a pretty good GPA, and then went to high school, which was technically college, and that was when I really had to start, I have to do homework at home now, I have to study now, it was just, I don't know, it was a weird jump for me, but it was fine. I mean, it felt good, because I actually felt like I had to apply myself a little, but I don't know, I'm too good at schooling, I guess. I shouldn't say that until I go and get a doctorate or something. I have to write a 4,000-page thesis on the word the or something like that.
Yeah, like SpongeBob.
I don't know. Just thoughts you have sometimes.
I want to go home now.
Really?
I don't even know what home is to me right now.
Home is where the heart is.
That's what people keep telling me, and I don't know if that's true.
What is true?
It's definitely not that. Mm. What is home?
Man, I was having a pretty good conversation at work the other day with a coworker. I won't say who. They might listen to the show, but I'm not gonna.
Cool, good for them. They should let us know.
But we were talking about, religion pretty much. Kind of religion. Just kind of how you see the world. And she was talking about...
Did you just say she?
I assume their gender. Well, I work with only one other guy, so, I mean, that doesn't really limit the choices.
All right, keep going.
But, yeah, she said that, they were just explaining, like, saying there's, like, angels and demons, and spirits are angels and demons, and it just started sounding a lot like Scientology to me. Like, have you ever read the beliefs of it? Like, the... what's his name? Xenu, the alien overlord.
Specifically, no. Okay. I haven't.
Well, I'm just kind of talking out of my ass here because I haven't read up on it. But to my understanding, they believe that this Xenu guy, I don't even know if that's the real name, it sounds right to me though, was like an overlord, and our spirits existed as like other alien beings in the universe, and he just kind of like scooped them up from their planets and threw them into a volcano, and then their spirits went out and they just kind of like,
this doesn't sound very scientific,
right? And they just kind of take over, or I think it's like at conception or something it just like becomes a human, but the spirit, like your body's made of like a bunch of different beings, and I don't know, it's really hard to grasp, but that's kind of the gist of it. And she was saying stuff that's kind of like that. And she was saying, like, you have, like, two different outcomes to your life, thinking, like, reincarnation, kind of. Mm-hmm. You just keep having lives over and over again, which is an interesting idea, but that's something altogether, a different subject. But,
disproven.
But, and she said that you have, like, two outcomes, and... She claimed that somebody told her that he knew what the outcomes were going to be, and I don't know, I don't have a problem with people believing stuff like that, but, like, I have a problem with, taking things from authority.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, like, religion and worldviews, because to me that is a very personal thing, that to just subscribe to one person to tell you what is... and isn't right because they know better, that just seems really weird to me. Like, I don't know. And I just said, well, just because somebody you trust fully tells you something doesn't mean you should trust that that thing is true. You know, everybody's wrong sometimes, mm-hmm. right? And she kept saying, well, I know it's true. And I said, well, you can't really... That's something that gets my goats about people saying that they know... that their religion is true, you know. That's always bugged me, because you can't know. By definition, to know something is for it to be, like, even 99.99%,
Socrates,
you know.
Remember Socrates' greatest quote, right?
Yeah. I know only one thing, that I know nothing. Exactly. But, like, things that we say we know, we can test reliably... get the same outcome, you know? That's like a theory, like the theory of gravity. That's basically a known fact, right? But it's correct. A theory, you know?
Yep.
Because science can say, okay, yeah, you can't prove it 100%, but 100% of the time this is happening. Kind of the gist of it. And I was just saying, you can say you believe it, but you can't say you know. Nobody can know for certain. I don't know. It's just...
I think it's a word that's been... defined strangely.
Yeah.
No knowledge. That's all I have to say about that.
Mm. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know?
I know nothing. I try to stay humble. I'm like the most humble person you'll ever meet.
I'm the most humble person I know.
I think it's important, though, because you can get caught up in your own shit really easily. I don't know. I've been digging meditation, going back to it, like, it was a weird experience I had that night, because the boys weren't really, usually I have to get them maybe 3 or 4 times a night, I'll just have to go calm them down, and it was pretty quiet, they slept through the night mostly that night, but I just sat on the bed and was just trying to just shut out all my thoughts. And the thought occurred to me that it's like impossible to keep your mind silent. And I did this, I can't even describe it with words really, but I could somehow just be like, okay, I'm going to be thinking in my head, and I just like removed my consciousness from it and just like let my brain go on thinking, but I was like somewhere else. It was weird. It was weird. I can't really explain it, but even that was hard to do. Like, I kept going back to just kind of like to visualize it. It's like a membrane, and when you're in the membrane, you're thinking. And I just like stepped out of the membrane, but it was still going on. I was just like a different.
Okay.
Separated from it.
I can kind of grasp that.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It was really weird, but it was interesting. I don't know if that's creating neural pathways, like just silencing your mind or not, but it was an experience for sure.
Let's hope strange. I don't do that driving.
Yeah. Well, if the thing you're focusing on is the road, then I guess that'd be okay. You're just not thinking about other stuff. But yeah, don't fall asleep. That would be.
No, I'm not going to fall asleep for a while.
I don't know how long we've been going. Audacity's not up. Pulled the email up.
Yeah, the email that none of you have sent any emails to. I'm coming after you, audience. I'm coming after you. Oh, I'm calling you out.
I had a thought. So, for binge watching or binge listening to the show, I realized that you hear the intro music quite a bit. Because it's like 20 seconds at the beginning. Then the show's only like maybe 20 minutes on average. So then you have 40 seconds every 20 minutes. And then right after you listen to an episode, it plays the intro again. So it's just same music. And then you have the content.
I've never watched them back to back.
I haven't either, but the thought just came to me that a lot of people who come on to a podcast go back to the back archives and listen all the way through if they're into the show. I mean, that's what I did with a couple of them. But yeah, I just kind of thought about that. Like maybe I might want to look into doing a different
outro. Have like a specific intro and then
maybe just outro. Cut outro music or just have a different outro, like different music. So it's just changed up a little bit, but yeah, I don't know.
How's this for an outro? It's over. Go home.
That's copyright Homestar Runner. Strong bad emails.
It's over.
Oh, can't do that.
But I didn't do it like that.
Oh.
It's over.
Bye.
And cut.
Good night, my sweet children.
That's it. I'm taking these off.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being. Upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.